Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our program brought to you by Able News. And you want to know about the disabled? Read Able News. Angela, our good friend, the editor.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, the program where you can call in and express your opinion, what you're mad about or glad about. And the number here, 213-816-1650, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization out here in Suffolk County. We thank them for their recent donation. And hopefully we're going to find out this week when the news conference will be on these nursing homes. So I'm supposed to get a call tomorrow morning on that. All right, Inner Sight, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. So check them out. Go to their website and help us turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Look at our petition, change.org, and sign it. Thank you for that. Brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. Joanne Diamond, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Adopt an Akita. And contrary to what the service dogs, schools would have you believe, Akita makes a great service dog if you get the right one. Very loyal and smart and perceptive. And intuitive. So all those good points go into make a good service dog. Inner Sight, Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Excuse me. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085, and when they're able to afford it, they get you medical for the animal too. All right, Inner Sight, and all the beautiful children of the world: Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and I spoke with Maria, Athena's mom, and we're trying to get the Sunday show back on autism, so we'll keep you posted on that. There's a great need for an Inner Sight show on autism. We're hoping to get it back on Sunday. We'll let you know what time that will be on. All right, Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for it. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York, a supporter of Inner Sight, 631-888-1186. We want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their support, and my buddy Danny over there. Appreciate his help over the last few years. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. It's so funny how, not funny, but interesting how people pick up on what we say. And the latest thing on that, we'll be talking about it more Wednesday, of course, but the latest revelation on that is in the U.S. News and World Report, an article on how the nursing homes have been neglecting their residents because they don't have enough staff. Well, how many times have we called for the home health aides to be brought into the nursing home? So we'll be talking about that this week on the Nursing Home Show. In the meantime, you might want to check out that article in the U.S. News and World Report by Jasmine Travis. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and let's see, what else we got? Oh, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085, if you missed the number, there it is. Yes, and Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much for your help, all our friends. And anyone who would like to become a sponsor of Inner Sight, it's only like $50 a month. You know, most of that goes to pay for the airtime. We only get $10 out of that. So, just so you know where most of the money goes, give us a call or send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com, or call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And what we can offer you is to put your name of your business up here on the podcast and have you on as a guest, and also put your name, your business name up on television. You know, every week we're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and we're local here on Long Island, so it would work for you. You know, for $50 a month, we'd be very happy to promote your business. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call in and talk about it at 213-816-1650. And I heard a very interesting thing on the news about Mr. Trump, how the Supreme Court, you know, it's a miracle how these people with this kind of money can get a court decision so fast. And we have to wait months, sometimes years to get into a court. So the Supreme Court decided that the states cannot bar Mr. Trump from being on the ballot. That was the
Colorado wanted it.
That I heard today.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. Colorado wanted to do that to get him off the ballot, but the Supreme Court, 9-0, all 9 of them voted liberal, Democrat, anything, you know, even Republican, GOP, all of that. No bipartisan, none whatsoever. They just voted, and they all agreed. I thought that to be interesting.
Yeah, because he's not a convicted felon.
Yeah.
You know? So how can you, if he had been a convicted felon, that'd be a whole other story.
That's right. He couldn't vote. You know,
but,
he couldn't be held off or
just
something.
Just to accuse somebody of something and you know, keep them from running. And of course, his status helped too, former president, and the money helped. So I'm not happy with either one of them, either Biden or Trump.
Me neither.
We've tried to reach out to them several times, gotten nowhere. You know, they're not doing anything thus far that would change the image of the disabled in this country. And there's a lot of stuff that has to be done. So they seem, both of them seem to be neglecting us, you know. And it's a serious, serious thing, and they leave us out. You know, one of the biggest reasons they leave us out is because there isn't one disabled person that I know who has the kind of money that would put them in a billionaire status, who is stepping up to the plate and doing something about this. See, if we had that, you know, we could get somewhere. That's what they pay attention to. You know, if you had a big name celebrity or someone even who didn't want to be named, and they donated the money to InnerSight to start things moving in the right direction, you'd see how fast we would get noticed. But we don't have that. No one has stepped up to the plate who has that kind of status and wealth to say, hey, you know, we agree you gotta change the way this whole system operates. So until we get that, we gotta keep on pushing. All right, InnerSight, a Mad or Glad Monday, and brought to you by James Bahamonde, who is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you have any questions on your civil rights or you feel you've been violated in some way, give Jim a call. 516-783-9662. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. There's always more mad than glad. We got to turn that around.
Yeah,
right. I'd like to see more glad.
Me too.
Than mad. Now, I heard something very shocking and disturbing over the weekend on the news that the Vice President Harris called for a ceasefire over there in the Israeli area, Gaza, I guess they call it. And they're calling, it was one Sunday where a lot of people got killed, they're calling it Blood Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And Harris was calling for a ceasefire in the Gaza. Now, you know, you would think that that's nice, and I appreciate it, and it's good. But why not go a step further? You know, what are you going to do? You're the Vice President of the United States. Very powerful position, right? What is she going to do to bring that about? You know? I mean, I'm not a diplomat, but I'm sure that there are many, many things that can be done to try to encourage people to have a ceasefire and stop killing all these people. It's horrible. And I think that the president and the vice president should get together and whoever else and figure out what can we do? How can we do this? See, that's what a good president would do. He would pull out some kind of help, you know, from the government, from the system, and use it as leverage to stop this killing. That's what needs to be done. You know, you gotta be a certain kind of a personality to do that. Now, I don't believe Biden's a good president. I don't believe Trump would be a good president. But I got to say, I do believe that Donald Trump would do a better job than Biden. In so many different ways. Because he knows how to manipulate these politicians in these other countries and what to say to them and what to do and, you know, and so on and so forth. So I think that's the kind of approach that you need. Not only call for a ceasefire.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do that. All right, Inner Sight is calling for a ceasefire, too.
Right.
But what can we do about it?
Right.
We don't have that kind of influence diplomatically.
Leverage.
But the president does. The vice president does, or they should have. You know? Even if they had to call on Mr. Trump for help and some advice, what you know, what should we do? What do you recommend? You see? I mean, we're talking about people's lives here. Who the hell cares about protocol or whatever you want to call it? See, this is the kind of thing that a good president would do. You know, he would save, do something to at least attempt to save all these lives and stop this killing. So that's the inside observation, and you know, talk doesn't mean a damn thing. You know, anybody can.
Hi, Frank.
The doing that counts. What?
We have Danny, but he's listening at the moment, so I'm just watching his queue. Okay.
All right. Anybody who has an opinion, 213-816-1650. And we're hoping to find out this week the date of that news conference on the nursing homes. Supposed to get a phone call tomorrow morning. Maybe we'll get the information tomorrow. As soon as we get it, we'll let you know, and we'll post it, and we'll start promoting it, you know. Let's see. Tonight is Mad or Glad Monday. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and we're going to be talking about this article in the U.S. News World Report. In fact, we're going to call the reporter and see if we can get her to do a follow-up on the Inner Sight viewpoint, you know, When she finds out that we have 122,000 listeners, maybe that would encourage her to do a follow-up with our point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Right.
Point is, we're going to call her and inform her that we know the solution to these nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. Get the people out of harm's way. Get them into their own home where they're a lot safer. And legislate the agencies to raise money to keep them there. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to try tomorrow to contact this lady who wrote the story.
Hi.
Wednesday night will be the nursing home show. Thursday will be a subject to be announced. Friday is the funniest. What?
No, I was just saying that I wanted to say that I just happened to, this past Friday was an excellent show, you know, what we did and stuff like that, and I enjoyed it. I really did.
Friday?
Yeah.
Did you get any listeners?
Yeah, we did. It upped it to 560, 122,560. So that's good.
Wait a minute, 122,560, is that official?
Yep, that's official.
That's a big jump from what you told
me. Yeah, it
is.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying it that way. Yeah, 560.
What was it before?
122,
that? Wasn't 560. It a lot lower?
A little lower, yeah.
No, it was a lot lower, if you told me right.
Hold on.
What was the last figure?
I think it was 522, and now it's 60. See, they don't normally listen you know, and until, you know, like sometimes they listen further back and sometimes they listen right current. It depends, you know, on what we're talking. Sometimes they listen to older shows as well, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know, but I want to try to find out
the
figure before.
It was like 522, give or take.
522. What I'm trying to get at is, what was the figure last week?
The last day on Friday, it was 522. And now it's 560.
Yeah, but before that.
Oh, before, I don't know. They don't give you that.
Oh, you don't have
did.
That anymore?
Mm-mm. I have little blips, but I have to take my beautiful vision and go over the little thing that, you know, stuck up into the air. I can't even see it. It's just so limited for me.
All right, so we made we definitely made a jump up.
Yeah, we did.
So 122,560 listeners.
Right.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
All right, so Inner Sight, and once again we extend our invitation. Anyone out there who's trying to keep their loved one out of a nursing home, if you need help doing it, call us. Let us help. You know, give us the power to advocate and to help. We may even be able to raise some money for you.
Right.
You know, we got to talk to you. We got to know the situation. So that's the Inner Sight. And I don't think any other agency can make a statement like that.
No.
And do something like that. They have to follow protocol with the programs and everything else. We don't. You know? So we can go to companies, corporations, and say, hey, we got to raise $50,000. We're trying to keep this person out of a nursing home. And put it into a fund to be used to keep the person out. You know, something like that. We can do that. And you'll find that the other agencies cannot do that. They're in big trouble, though. They'll lose their funding. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And I heard that somebody is, who was it, suing this guy, Musk. Oh, the former, it's so funny, the former owner of Twitter now is suing Musk. Or is it the other way around? Maybe it's the other way around. He's suing, Musk is suing him for violating a contract or something. They got so many lawyers and so many contracts and so much damn money that they can't even count anymore. You know, they're all mixed up.
I'll take one fifth of it, that's all. And help in this way.
Yeah, Inner Sight. But there's so many things now that are being juggled, and there's so many companies. Did Amazon quit making the electric cars?
No way, really? That's interesting.
That's what said on the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they somehow ran into a hurdle or something. I don't know what it was, but
it's called accidents.
I'm not crazy about those electric cars.
Me neither.
I think they're very dangerous, and then you're gonna have voltage.
Of course.
Devices out on the street.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you got to charge the thing up. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, we better try to charge it.
It's dangerous.
It is.
You know?
Very.
And how does that operate in the middle of an electric thunderstorm?
Oh, jeez. Probably not so well.
See? That's the other thing. I've never heard anybody talk about that.
No.
You know,
I haven't either.
You're trying to charge up your car. And then all of a sudden, you know, thunderstorm with lightning and all that.
Oh, God.
What kind of a danger does that represent?
Mm-hmm. A big one.
You know, these companies, they never give you the whole story. They keep things from people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the drug companies. They'll put a warning on a bottle that millions of people can't read, by the way. And you know, but they won't give you the whole story on it. You know, and they know beforehand that so many people are going to be afflicted by these side effects, and some of them are going to die and all that. And they figured out that they're going to have to spend X amount of dollars in settlement, but they're still going to make a profit. How do you like that?
It's crazy.
I believe that's how they operate.
Oh, I think they do too.
They sit down, they figure the whole damn thing out. Oh, we're gonna have to pay out $45 million, but we're gonna make $198 million.
There you go. Exactly.
That's horrible.
It is absolutely horrible. It's deplorable,
actually.
Playing
with people's lives.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely outrageous. And that's how they operate. And then they're allowed, once this happens, they settle the case. And, you know, they pay out the money and all that. And they're still allowed to operate, to come up with other substances that will do the same damn thing in another way, and the government allows them to operate. They shouldn't be allowed to operate if people die from their stuff.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
That should be the end of them.
That's right.
That's what I think.
I knew a doctor once who chopped off the wrong leg. It was supposed to, had gangrene. How could you miss that if one has gangrene on it and one doesn't? How could you chop off the wrong leg? It don't make sense.
The guy was drunk. Who the hell knows?
Who knows, right?
You don't know.
He got taken immediately out of the medical profession very quickly.
Drunk, he might have been on drugs. Who knows?
Whatever it is, yeah.
But these companies get away with murder.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They really do. You know. All right, in a sight, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And, you know, voice your opinion on whatever. Next month is coming up. Next month will be the anniversary of the death of Corey Foster.
Aww.
Now, how many years is it?
Oh, goodness. I know you from that time, so it's in 2012.
Oh, it's got to be 12 years.
Yeah, easy.
Wow. 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
It just flew, hasn't it?
You know. And how Inner Sight became involved. And,
oh, yeah.
You know. And how horrible it was.
Mm-hmm.
And how I believe truly that the state covered it up.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You know. And
it's a shame.
And people got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be, of course, honoring Corey next month. You can believe that. And we'll try to get one of the parents on. You know, they've been
right.
They've been quiet about the whole thing, understandably so.
Well, they want to move on.
It was a horrible, horrible thing. It was a horrible, horrible thing, and we'll never let the world forget about Corey. All right, in a sight. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And, you know, I would be a glad for this country to see the independent living centers make a big change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to get the money from the government and for the government to say, listen, we're not going to admit it publicly, but we admit that we've made a lot of mistakes for the disabled, that we should have done better, blah, 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 you know. So what we want to do is, here's the money. You and your people in the independent living decide how you're going to advocate. That's what needs to be done. Give people a free rein on how to advocate and what to do, and the state should sanction that, because they owe us that.
Yeah.
They damn ass owe us that in so many ways and so many people. Well, that's what's needed. Hopefully some congressman or the new president, or if the guy stays in, if Biden stays in, will see that and do something on it and make it happen instead of all this control stuff.
Yeah, right.
We have all these programs, they're all controlling of people's lives. You know that?
Yeah.
Look at them. I mean, look at this stupid, I'll give you one example. This stupid idea of what they call it, spend down. What a moronic, stupid thing to do to people that have no money.
I have it. I have a big spend down, a large one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
millions
just
of people
to get services. Yeah, just to get services. It's crazy. You should have services automatically.
They're taking money from people who don't have it.
That's the truth.
I mean, if you're going to do that, get the money from people that got it.
Exactly.
You know? What the hell is $350 to the average billionaire?
Nothing. Pittance.
You know? Go to the people who have it and make them pay it.
Yeah.
So it's all about control. It's all about keeping people at a certain level. It's all about maintaining these damn-ass nursing homes that people don't need. And it's just a big horror show, man.
Yes.
It really is. And you got the independent living centers in there trying to do something about it, and their hands are tied.
Very much.
I wonder how many people within the last 5 years, now you won't get statistics on this, I guarantee you, how many people in the last 5 years have gone into nursing homes because the government criteria could not be met to keep them out.
Wow.
You're like, Google that. See what you get.
I'm not even going to try because I know it's not there.
You can't get a number on that.
No, you cannot.
No? In other words, people applied for the
nursing home diversion and waiver program.
Diversion.
Yeah.
People applied for the diversion. You know, so go back the last 5 years. And how many were rejected and wound up going into a nursing home?
Yeah.
There's another pitfall on this system. And yet the money was still there to help them stay out.
That's right.
That's the kind of game.
It is a game. It is like genocide. Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible game.
It's horrible, is right.
So, Unicite making people think about this, making
mm-hmm.
people write about it, and you can damn well believe that, and we've said it a million times, when we say something here, and a couple of months later you read about it,
there you go.
Because we initiated it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're the number one show in the world on the disabled, you know that a lot of these reporters have got to be listening to us.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, damn right.
Mm-hmm.
They're obligated to listen to us. Sure, because we've got over 100,000 people, and most of those people are disabled or related
mm-hmm.
to disabled or have friends who are disabled. That's why they
boyfriend,
listen to
girlfriend.
The show.
Yeah, boyfriend or girlfriend even.
So this is where a lot of this information comes from. I mean, why do you think the Day for Milton came about?
Yeah.
Because Inner Sight created it. We pushed
it's
it.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
That's why we got a proclamation from the town of Brookhaven, to honor Milton. We orchestrated it. We put it together.
Yes.
We let people know that Milton will not be forgotten. And for those of you who don't know, Milton was the guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog School Foundation in Smithtown over here over a year ago, July. And if anybody out there would like to honor Milton in their state or their town, please inform us, let us know. We'd be happy to talk to you about it. You can email innersight1620@gmail.com, or you can call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to talk to you and tell you how we put ours together. And you don't need any money to do it. It's all
That's
about
right.
awareness and bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mad or Glad Monday. What happened to Milton, for me anyway, and I'm sure for many others, will always be a mad.
Oh, hell yeah.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible thing they did, leaving that dog in the van in the middle of a heat wave.
Wasn't he in there for like a couple of hours, from what I remember?
What?
Wasn't he in there for a couple of hours that I remember?
6 hours.
Wow. Too many hours. Don't even leave your what do you call child or dog in the car. It's terrible. And this is a
838 New York, Inner Sight. And it was just a horrible, horrible thing that they did. And the school got away with it. The trainer got off with it.
Murder. You know?
Oh, yeah. Of course it was murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
That's the first thing Michelle said when they came on the Inner Sight. They murdered my guide dog.
That's right. There's no
all right.
Why
Inner Sight brought
there.
To you. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. If you go over there, you'll see the presence of Milton Catering Place, Shelby Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Bellport, New York. And we urge you to support that business and help Tom and Michelle. We demand that Smithtown Guide Dog Foundation, Second Sight, whatever the hell you want to call it, immediately talk to Michelle about another guide dog.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Now, I'd like to see the President of the United States do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's much easier than bringing about a ceasefire in the Gaza, believe me.
That's the truth.
Much easier.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help save a woman's life, Mr. Biden, Ms. Harris? Get on the damn phone and tell the foundation to give her a guide dog. Give Michelle a guide dog. If you need an advocate group, call us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll back you up. And I bet Silo would, too.
Yeah, they certainly would.
So don't forget Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for catering. And if you want to stay in shape and have some fun, call my buddy Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, and learn how to protect yourself. That number again, 631-445-3464, and hello to Devin and his lovely wife. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. If you have anything you don't like, or if you have a glad thing you do like, let's share it with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Coming up this summer, of course, celebration of the Americans with Disability Act. All right.
Oh, no.
Now there's another part of what we have to deal with that has to be strengthened and made powerful. And one of the biggest things that should be happening is that money should be behind the Americans with Disability Act. Why doesn't the government get a couple of these billionaires to donate money behind the ADA to make everything accessible?
Mm-hmm.
They can get a tax write-off. You know, there's the money right there. I'll let them donate it to an agency and let the agency orchestrate any kind of accessibility. See, that's the trouble with this damn government. They're afraid of everything. They're not creative enough.
That's true.
Everything has to be regimented in a certain way. Well, sometimes that's good, but a lot of times it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it holds up progress.
Sure does.
People's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we need money behind the ADA. We need criminal passages being brought into the ADA. We need certain things that should be criminal, that people could get arrested for, to make it more powerful and meaningful for those of us who are disabled. And I'll give you one example. One of the things that should be done immediately is if a person cannot cross the street as safely as possible by reading what the traffic signal says, that should be punishable by law, by jail, if the person is convicted. You know, a warning should go out, a law should be passed that every traffic light must be made accessible immediately in this country.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to use it, don't use it.
I found them
ad. Can't people use it, but you can put it there.
Exactly. I almost got run over by a truck.
So that's what we need from a new administration. It's one of the biggest things we need. And again, the cost can be offset by allowing the agencies to raise money for these lights. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
If they can make some money on it, let them do it. And we urge the government to immediately do something about that.
Yeah.
Several big streets over here where I live that go right into the highway.
No.
And you can't read the damn light. And it's very, very frustrating and dangerous.
Yes.
Especially if you're blind, you don't have a guide dog, it's even worse.
Yeah, it is. I almost got run over by a truck 2 days ago because the guy swung out and didn't look to see me. I'm so lucky I heard it because I had my the hearing aids adjusted. I heard him come towards me. I jumped to the left and he was on my right. He wasn't looking at all. At all. He almost ran me over. Yeah.
Well, people drive under stress all the time. But what was there a light on that corner?
No, it was in the middle of the parking lot, and I was trying to get out of there because I don't like parking lots, especially when you have a visual impairment. It's so hard to tell which way the car's going.
You were in a parking lot.
Yeah, I was. But he just threw his vehicle, the truck, into the middle of the roadway. Oh, I'm sorry, middle of the roadway there, and I just almost literally got ran over. If I didn't, swing to the left, I would not be here today. That's how bad.
Well, some of these parking lots coming out and going in,
mm-hmm.
they have traffic lights.
No, this one doesn't.
Most of them you can't read.
Yeah.
You
know? No.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
But you really don't know what was there.
No, I don't.
Being visually impaired. You don't know.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. If he didn't come
trucks,
close to me.
These vehicles should have audible signals on them.
Yes, they should.
They really
should.
You know,
like the beep, beep that they, when they back up, that's what they need. He literally backed up maybe about a foot. That's my guesstimate because I can't really see it. So
yeah,
I guesstimated around. I don't know exactly how much, but I know he swerved over to me to pull out quickly out of the, what is he racing to? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, you know? The point is, there needs to be a lot more safety employed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In these situations. And the ADA should play a major role in that.
Oh, yeah.
With enforcement. And
of
it doesn't.
No enforcement.
It doesn't. It's like they're doing us a favor. Oh, write us a letter. Maybe we'll put the light up, you know?
It's the truth.
What kind of crap is that?
It's crap, exactly what
they
you
said.
They
don't say that to anybody else. Only those of us who can't read the so-called regular traffic signal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
terrible.
Yeah. Should be remedied immediately.
Yeah, like more than yesterday, like tonight, and then you hand it in tomorrow, just so you can, get things done and started. It's terrible what they do.
All right, Intersight, New York 848,
mm-hmm.
and number here 213-816-1650, and if you'd like to be on the show, drop us a line, email, intersight1620@gmail.com, or call the hotline, 631-224-3090. All right. Let's see, what else did I hear on the news? Well, you hear a lot about these companies merging. Three of the airlines have gotten together. Was it U.S. Air? A couple of others. I can't think of them all now.
What about United or Delta? Anything like that?
No. U.S. Air. I think it was Southwest.
Mm.
Spirit. And Spirit.
Spirit. Yeah, yeah. I heard of that.
And, but my big question is, they've gotten together and merging, I guess, and improving,
That's it.
But does that mean that if you're disabled, you can get in a restroom?
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm. I know.
I mean, what the
I had
hell,
to put
what,
on a
what
catheter.
What kind of a thing is this?
It's terrible. I feel like luggage, not even a human being. They put you in on an aisle chair, which is so skinny that your buttocks are hanging off. It's just really very disconcerting, very belittling. I can't think of any other adjectives, but any adjective you could put in there would probably be about right,
I mean, if you're going to run an airline.
Yeah.
And a person pays for a ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't even get into the damn restroom.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a government allows that to happen?
Ours.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Simply outrageous, man.
Yeah.
And then you've got the federal Americans with Disability Act, that's supposed to cover you. Let's say you're blind with a guide dog. Okay, they cover you can bring the dog on the plane. Well, what about the person in a wheelchair? How are you supposed to get into the damn bathroom?
You don't. You have to wear a catheter the whole time. Especially women, they don't have the special catheter that they use, so they have to use a regular catheter,
A catheter?
Yeah, a catheter. Yeah.
What do you mean? Explain what that means.
Okay, it's a tubing that goes into where your urinal spot is, your urine spot, and that's basically it. You can't go into the bathroom. You can't do anything. If you got to poo, just hold it all the way to your destination, all of that. You can't do anything in the bathroom or anything.
Wait a minute. Where do you get this thing put in?
Oh, I knew how to put it in myself, which is easy. But normally people who don't know how to put it in have to go to the doctor and get it put in, a urologist, and let them do it. And then when they come, they'll tell them what to do to take it out. It's real simple. But who wants to do that? Nobody does. I don't want
Wait a minute. Hold. Back up. You're telling me something I never heard before in my life. Are you telling me that if you're going to fly...
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're going to go from New York to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long flight, right?
Do
you have to go to a doctor or
mm-hmm.
someone who's qualified and get
like
a catheter
or a
put
doctor.
In you?
Yes. Unless if you know how to do it, that's the easier
A catheter put in you because you can't get into the restroom?
I'm sorry, yes.
And you have to urinate where? Into a bag?
Into a bag, it automatically comes out. But the real horrible thing is, guess who has to take it and put it, throw it away? The stewardess. She shouldn't have to do that.
Who does that?
Stewardess or the steward, whoever's there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's humiliating.
That
it really
is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, is that? Are you serious?
I'm serious. I had to go through it more than once.
I never heard of this in my life. It's the first time I'm hearing of this.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
You can't get into... There's no wheelchair that's tiny enough to fit into that tiny bathroom. It's very tiny.
I was under the impression, which is bad enough, that you're in an enclosed area, and they come and bring you a urinal.
No, women don't have that, you know, luxury. We don't. They don't have a urinal. They have a urinal,
but it's
very difficult. What
you're telling me now is worse.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
you put into your chair. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To be in a position where I'm sure it's very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Now you got it. Very.
It's outrageous.
Yep. Sometimes painful.
And you got to pay for this.
Right. Exactly.
Right. You know, it's like that movie with John Wayne when they killed his ranch hand and they kidnapped his grandson and he said, "We ain't gonna pay him for that." The same damn thing.
It
I'm not gonna pay you to have something stuck up my body and fly on your
mm-hmm.
plane. And you made it so I can't go into the damn bathroom? I got to pay you for that?
And that's exactly right.
Oh, man, come on. That's disgusting.
When I, found out about it from the doctor, he goes, "But you must put this in, because if you hold your urine, you know, from here to the wherever you're going, you could get a serious infection." A serious infection, yeah.
Well, I've got news for you.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the damn thing in, you can get a serious
exactly.
infection.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know? Well, that damn thing breeds bacteria.
Yes, it does. When you put it in irregularly, not the right way, you can actually get a bad infection, sepsis. Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a dilemma.
Yeah.
That
Definitely.
Is absolutely horrible.
It is. It really is.
How can
is.
You vote for anybody who allows that to happen?
Right. Mhm.
You know.
And you
outrageous.
Put like halfway. Some airplanes you put halfway into the airplane, and the thing goes up on the side. It's a handrail, right? And it goes up. But the problem is that say you're sitting in the middle, or you're sitting towards the window, you can't cross over. People are trying to stand up to let you go. So you have to speak with them and say, "Can I please switch with you and be in the aisle chair?" Yeah. All of this happens. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Very much so.
Of what we have to go through.
Yeah.
God. Inner sight, folks. You heard it right here.
That's right. Mhm.
You know, we urge the heads of government to immediately remedy this situation.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic. I want to thank all our friends, our listeners, and be safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
And remember InnerSight.info if you want to look up our website. We urge the government to give us our freedom and
That's right.
fix these things the way they're supposed to be for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight forever.
Good night, everyone.